When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
My name is Nancy Stevens. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I love life, I love rock, and I bleed Chiefs red. I came from Shelby, Montana, 20 miles south of the Canadian border, a small town where the wind blows like a million miles an hour. You can't get away with anything because everybody knows everybody. I grew up on a farm. There's one TV in the house, so luckily, because there's no professional football around Montana, you got the Broncos. We saw a lot of Raiders and the Seahawks. And for some reason, the Chiefs popped up a lot. My dad taught me how to read stats in the newspaper every Sunday, so once I left my small town, it was one of the first things I did was pick my team.
Right up the middle, touchdown!
Touchdown, Kansas City!
It's a safety for Kansas City!
With her team by her side and her future wide open, Nancy left Montana for the last frontier and began a career in insurance. But when she eventually landed in the Valley of the Sun, fate had another idea.
When I moved to Phoenix, I was looking for a job back to insurance. I opened the paper one day, saw a job listing for a receptionist for Nationwide. So I applied, they called me, I went to go do the interview, and it was Nationwide Communications, it was a radio station. And I got the job. What I did was try to capture every moment I possibly could. I was a secretary at one point, promotions, I was in marketing, scheduling commercials, a program director for part of 20 years in radio. So I've done literally almost every single job but run the entire station, which I don't want to do.
Phoenix found a loyal artisan, and Nancy found a new career that brought her close to her heart's purpose. But this line of work would also bring her to her heart's passion.
At the Super Bowl in 1996, the radio station I was working for, we had a broadcast stage. Derek Thomas and Neil Smith came to do an interview, which was one of the highlights of my life. And then they found out I was a fan, and I never would have dreamed that would ever happen to me, so I had to go to a game. In 1997, I went to the Monday night game where the Chiefs played the Steelers.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers.
Halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown!
From the second you get out of your car at Arrowhead, it is a mind-blowing experience. I couldn't stop watching people. I couldn't stop watching the super fans, the painted fans, the headdresses. I mean, always up in front of you and jumping up and down and high-fiving before the game even starts and hugging, and it's so loud and surreal. You're walking into this amazing sports world, but at the same time, there's the rock music element attached to it. It's like walking into a rock concert at the same time. They're the same thing.
As her story continued to write itself, it appeared the road to destiny went through the Chiefs' Kingdom. Inspired by the raucous energy of Arrowhead, Nancy found her calling as the Valley's queen of live rock.
She's been in the market for quite a long time. She's really a music aficionado. I would say. I mean, she really searches and finds the new stuff that she wants to be a part of. And she just has a knack for it.
I go out and find talent and put together shows twice a year. Finding the location, finding the date, finding the bands, putting it all together, promoting it on the radio station. Phoenix is a rock town, and I just go out and find the talent.
We do U-Fest in the spring, big festival atmosphere. We've got, you know, vendors in the parking lot. We've got people selling stuff everywhere, tons of food, food trucks, you know, and music, 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 so much music.
And it's hot. It's 100 degrees or more, and people come out and see these bands.
We call them ghouls because they literally, it's Night of the Living Dead. The second we put the tickets on sale, there's a line. I mean, these acts are starting to get to be where they, you know, they show up and they want to be part of it.
Like Marilyn Manson or Rob Zombie or Avenged Sevenfold, Jane's Addiction and Alice in Chains that people come out for. 2 days of slugging it out in the sun in the Arizona heat. She's always been a leader of underground music, finding these little bands, picking them out, glomming onto them, and all of a sudden watching them blow up. And the sun will rise again.
We're Red 9 Chemistry, we're from Kansas City. And we love you here in Phoenix.
Well, it was strange. The first time we came to Phoenix, we played in front of maybe 20 people. And then the next time we came to Phoenix, we came in and played a show in the middle of the Tempe Marketplace. And it was just huge. And everybody knew who we were, and people were singing along. And it was just night and day from the first time we were here. And that's all thanks to Nancy. I mean, that's, without her, we would have been playing in front of 20 people the second time.
It was so cool, man. We put out our first single, and Nancy was, like, I think literally the first person on board with it. I think she was just a fan out of the gate.
My job is to find these bands, bring them to Phoenix, and support them, and hopefully we help them grow along the way. So we booked them to play a show for us, and they just went out and they played such a great show. And it wasn't until after the show that we all kind of had this weird connection. But
I
keep on stepping
down. I think it was the first time we met her, she was actually wearing a Chiefs shirt, and we were like, whoa. Chiefs, really? In Phoenix? She's literally the only program director we've ever met that was wearing an Arrowhead on her shirt when we rolled into town, you know? And the fact that we're all huge Chiefs fans didn't hurt anything either, you know what I mean? So the Chiefs came through for us again.
It's fun to have the music connection, but it's even greater to have the Chiefs connection. It just makes us that much closer as Nancy and the band.
Serendipity, a special word for Nancy Stevens, who stumbled into a rock career that brought her closer to her team than this Montana girl had ever imagined. And as her love for rock grew with her love for the Chiefs, there was one thing left to do for herself and for the town of Phoenix: open a Chiefs Kingdom rock bar.
I just want a family, I think. I want all the fans to come together and just be a family and just know each other and just hang out and have a great football season together. I think that would be the greatest thing ever.
How do the worlds of Phoenix, rock and roll, and the Kansas City Chiefs live as one? How does a small-town girl have a big stage impact? These two riddles have one clear answer: Nancy Stevens. It wasn't enough for this native daughter of Montana to rule the Valley rock scene and root for a football team 1,200 miles away. As her passions for football and rock became forever entangled, Nancy built Pub Rock, a Phoenix Chiefs rock bar to house her every dream.
To me, it's like a dream come true because I can walk into my bar every day, especially during football season, and hopefully see a room full of Chief fans, and we can hang out every Sunday. So I'm really excited about starting this adventure in my life.
I came in and started doing audio for my job. And I started looking around the place. Chiefs this, Chiefs that, Chiefs this. I'm like, Nancy, you like the Chiefs?
That helmet's been there since we opened. And Nancy made it very clear that if she was owning the bar, it was going to, you know, it's going to be her home away from home. We love rock and roll, and we love the Chiefs here, that's for sure.
I pay attention to a lot of the concerts going on at local music venues. I saw that it came under new ownership, and I was just checking out the website, and it said, we're a Chiefs bar, and I freaked out. And I was, like, posting on Facebook, and I called a couple of my friends. No one cared, but I was like, I'm so stoked.
As we move forward, it's so exciting to be able to turn our little music venue into a Kansas City Chief sports bar at the same time. I've looked, I've Googled for Chief bars. I can't find any, so I have it. I know I have it. I feel like I have a gold nugget in my hand right now because there's nowhere else in Phoenix to go.
People love the Chiefs. When they like the Chiefs, they love the Chiefs. And we notice that all over the country. But in a place like Phoenix, it seems like there's a lot of Kansas City transplants that come here.
In Phoenix, I see the license plates. I see the stickers on the windows. They're everywhere. It's really funny how you're driving down the freeway and there goes a Chiefs fan. You know, it's just, they display it loud and proud. And it's just, it's fun because you can never get away from that fan, it seems like. So I see him everywhere I go.
I mean, being from Kansas City, you meet Kansas Citians all over the country. But Nancy, I mean, she's special and unique. I mean, the bike, the bar, the Chiefs pride, she's always calling, when can I come in and see a game? And it's pretty cool.
When we're out on the road, it's few and far between the places where you walk in and you feel like, wow, it's like being back at home, you know, and this is definitely one of those places.
She's connected to be able to have great acts come into the bar, and people love football, so, I mean, what else can you ask for on a Sunday than football and a rock club? I would be there if I lived here.
It's Redline Chemistry, everybody, right here on 98KUPD.
Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy.
Kansas City Chiefs fans in town, if you'd like to go to Pub Rock Live, a Kansas City Chiefs bar, Redline Chemistry just killed it. Tonight at Pub Rock, it's 98KUPD.
For Nancy Stevens, rock and roll and the Chiefs joined in a dance of destiny, fueled by fortune and an honest devotion to what she loves. And in now creating such a perfect home, it is more than happenstance that what Nancy loves, loves her right back.
So right now, I just got to take a second to give praise to the bar that we're at, which kind of has a special connection even further for us at KUPD, because we are from Kansas City, and you're standing in a Kansas City Chiefs bar right now. This bar is dedicated to the Kansas City Chiefs, and the one and only, the energetic and the amazing Nancy from KUPD. Part of all of this. Words can't describe how good Phoenix and the radio station, everybody has been to this band, so thank you.
When you go to Pub Rock Live, you'll find Arizona's best home for indie rock. And on Sundays, you'll find the home to a kingdom. Every week, the Valley's quiet queen of the rock scene waves her flag of red and gold on the stage, in the pub, and at the station.
Football season is fun around the radio station.
Everybody lives here is from somewhere else.
I'm the only Chiefs fan in the building, which is fun.
So wear this weird little red hat, little clown hat that says Chiefs on it. And it's very strange to people who know what being normal is.
She shows her pride pretty well. That's cool.
Her bike, the red beach cruiser with the Kansas City Chiefs pasted all over it, and the Chiefs license plate on it, and the seat, and it's great.
San Diego is probably the craziest place I've ridden my Chiefs bike, when you can go into your rival's city and ride your Chiefs bike around. It's a blast. But when you do ride your Chiefs bike down the boardwalk, it's amazing that you will find a Chiefs fan everywhere you go.
When Nancy Stevens left her small Montana community to take on the world, she chose her football team and never looked back. In the Chiefs kingdom, she found in her adult years the friendly warmth of her village youth. Her devotion to her team always gave her a welcome home. So it comes as no surprise she was driven to return the favor. For Nancy, you might say the Chiefs kingdom is like a small town family. And now this family has a home in the Valley of the Sun.
Word's getting out. And I think we're getting more and more coming in every day. And I think super serving the person that walks in the door and making them want to come back. If we get them one by one, that's all I need. I'm happy with that. I love football. I want all the fans to come together and just be a family and just know each other and just hang out and have a great football season together. It's like a dream come true. It's really bizarre. Now I own a bar that is not only a music venue, it's a sports bar. I can put my favorite bands in there and have my favorite team. I mean, it's just crazy how this all happened. And here we are. The timing of everything in my life couldn't be better. Just being really nice to people gets you farther than you think.
The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. When you're performing on the road, you're far away from home. But for Redline Chemistry, no matter where they are, one thing keeps them close to their roots.
We travel all over the country, and it's amazing because the Chiefs are just one of those teams, kind of like Green Bay and Chicago. You find fans everywhere you go. You can find a bar and walk in and find 40 people in Chiefs jerseys watching the game. You know, it's great.
Salt Lake City, some guy came up and showed me his big Arrowhead tattoo on the back of his leg. He's like, I've never even been there, but I can hardly wait to go and see a game sometime.
Oh, all the time. Chiefs fans are all over this country. They should be.
It's cool because I watch them after the show when they're done. And the Chiefs fans, they stay behind and they talk to the guys until everybody leaves. And so they love Kansas City.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
They were sort of twin architects building this new franchise.
Well, I first met Hank Stram when I was a senior in high school.
And they're all X's and O's. He was as detailed as any human being that I'd ever been around.
He was out in front of everybody else.
If there was a better way to do things, he was going to try to find a way to do that.
Toss power trap.